Namo Shakyamunaye Buddhaya. Gratitude to our teachers, to all the many beings supporting the conditions that we enjoy for the practice. This recording consists of an introduction to the practice of mindful walking. This practice is one that can be enjoyed any time and almost anywhere, but preferably in a quiet place in nature where it is safe and easy to walk at a slightly slower than normal walking pace. We can find even just a few minutes of this practice to be calming and nourishing, but ideally 20 or 30 minutes, or even more, could be set aside for this cultivation. When we think of meditation, we often imagine someone sitting motionless in the lotus posture, possibly for long periods. We may not be aware that the original mindfulness practices also included instructions for standing, walking, and lying down. In fact, the invitation was to practice mindfulness no matter what we are doing. During our daily life, we often have cause to walk, maybe to get to work or our place of study, to go to the shops or to the bus stop or the train station to begin our commute. Maybe we walk to and fro in the workplace as we go about our tasks. But as with so many other situations in life, when we walk in this way, it is quite likely that we're not only in a hurry, but that we have quite a lot going through our mind. We might be thinking of our destination, how far we've still got to walk, how much time we have left, if we're going to be early or late, if we've forgotten something, who is going to meet us there. Sometimes we might even walk because it helps us to think. So we're actually walking while musing on past experiences or future plans, fears or anxieties, regrets. If we're walking with someone else, often we'll walk and talk at the same time. And even if they are not with us, we might be talking to them on the phone. These days, I even see, especially young people, walking with their heads down, scrolling or texting on a device, let alone listening to music through headphones. So much is going on in the mind, and all the while, above us, in the blue sky, the sun shines, the beautiful earth is beneath our feet, the birds are singing, the breeze is blowing. How many millions of steps have we taken in our lives without even noticing the feeling of our footsteps on this precious earth? In the practice of mindful walking, though, the invitation is to come back home to the present moment and become aware of the sensations inside our body and outside our body as we walk. In the words of Zen master and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh, we do not walk with the aim of getting anywhere. We just walk for the pure joy of walking. We enjoy every step we make, savoring our breath. Every step brings us home to the present moment, the only place where life is possible. Mindful walking is a favorite practice in the Buddhist tradition, as it offers a welcome complement to all that sitting down. In the Burmese forest tradition, for example, practitioners often intersperse sessions of sitting with sessions of very slow walking inside the meditation hall or along small forest paths beside their meditation huts. In this practice, one takes a single step for each breath, an excellent way to develop and maintain focus while still allowing a break from sitting cross-legged. In contrast to the narrow focus of breath awareness meditation, walking meditation has the added benefit of cultivating a broad focus. This is especially true in the Plum Village practice of mindful walking outside. This practice is a little less slow, closer to how we normally walk in daily life, still not quite as fast as our normal walking speed, so that we might take 3 or 4 steps per in-breath and 4 or 5 steps per out-breath. It's not as slow as traditional walking meditation then, but nor is it like someone hurrying for the bus. We walk as if kissing the earth with our feet, in the words of Thich Nhat Hanh. When we slowly walk in this way, we have more time to appreciate the details of the experience, the rhythm of our breathing, the sensations in our feet, legs and body as we take each step, the weight of our bodies supported by the earth. Again, in the words of Thich Nhat Hanh, we become aware of our breathing and the contact of our feet on the earth. We feel the warmth of the sun on our face and the breeze on our skin. We become aware of the sounds of the birds and the fragrance of the trees and flowers around us. We enjoy every step. With each step, we make an imprint of peace on the earth. Thich Nhat Hanh goes on to recommend that we can practice in a park or some other beautiful, quiet place. This nourishes our spirit, strengthens our mindfulness, and helps us heal. Many of us no doubt already enjoy walking in a park or a forest near our home, some natural space that we have access to. Or we have a favourite wild place where we enjoy walking. But how often have we walked slowly there, savouring each breath and step, immersing fully in each sensation? In Japan, there is the tradition of Shinrin-yoku, or forest bathing, a phrase which I think beautifully captures the deep immersion and refreshment that is offered to us when we meet and experience with this level of awareness and intention. The invitation is to make walking a whole of body and whole of mind experience. Rather than walking for the purpose of getting somewhere, thinking about many other things, we practice so that we are fulfilled body and mind with the simple experience of breathing and walking on this beautiful earth. We open up all of our sense doors to the world around us, connecting not only to our body and breath, but to the cosmos as a whole. So grounding and rejuvenating is this practice that in Plum Village, it is practiced together as a community each and every day for at least 45 minutes. It is a profoundly moving sight to see the whole community walking slowly together in silence, a few abreast, along one of the many forest paths which wind around the hamlets. Still more moving to join in that flow of walking, of being, wholeheartedly in the present moment. Thich Nhat Hanh also recognized that in times of stress and grief, walking meditation is a wonderful way to re-establish peace and calm in the body and mind. Spending time walking in nature every day helps us reconnect with our body, the earth, and the wonders of life. Nature has the capacity to embrace our pain and transform it. When we first start to cultivate mindful walking, we can have the impression to be awkward and unbalanced, as the slow pace may be unfamiliar. We may also have the distinct impression that our mind is even more agitated than before, as we are slowing down and noticing more than usual our internal dialogue. It can be helpful then to have a phrase to repeat internally, which acts as a reminder, almost like a mantra, calling us back to the present moment. One such practice poem, or gatha, goes, "I have arrived, I am home, in the here and in the now." Or, more simply, "Arrived, arrived, home, home, home." Depending on our pace of walking and rhythm of breath, one word or phrase can accompany each step. From time to time as we walk, we may find ourselves carried off by thinking. When this happens, there is no need to give rise to frustration. We can simply acknowledge the distraction with a smile, recognizing that this too is a natural function of the mind. We may like to pause for a moment in our walking and recollect our awareness to our breathing, the sensations in our feet, awareness of the whole body, or the sense impressions coming in from outside the body, as Tay mentions, the sun on our face or the breeze on our skin, before continuing mindfully on our way. When we start out, we might also find that there's a tendency to develop tension in the body, perhaps in the shoulders or the jaw. Perhaps a narrow focus emerges where we're staring fixedly at the ground in front of where we walk. It can be helpful to remember to enjoy the view also, to look up and around from time to time and to allow the posture to be upright and easeful, relaxing the shoulders down away from the head, allowing the hips to be in a neutral position, allowing the belly to be soft with the in-breath. We can even walk in such a way that we can connect with the amazing balance of the architecture of the body, of muscle, tendon, bone, of breath and blood flow, lungs and heart, all working together in concert, a dance between stability and instability, of stillness and flow, one which raises our eyes to the horizon. We can connect to walking as a gift of our early primate ancestors, whose patterns of body we still share. Walking with our whole body and mind, we can come back into balance, back into peace within ourselves. Thich Nhat Hanh says, "Peace is all around us, in the world and in nature. Peace is also within us, in our bodies and mind. The act of walking waters the seeds of peace that are already there inside us. Our mindful steps help us cultivate the habit of touching peace in each moment." While practicing mindful walking, it can also be a wonderful thing to stop when we encounter something that calls to us to offer our attention more fully. Perhaps in the form of something large and spectacular, a wide view of the landscape, or a big beautiful tree. Perhaps in the form of something tiny we've never noticed before, a beetle, a flower, a fallen leaf. Perhaps it's not even something in the visual domain, but a sensation of the sun or the breeze on our skin, the sound of birds or flowing water. However our attention has been called, we can pause in our walking and allow ourselves to become fully immersed in the experience of these sense impressions also, drinking them in, allowing them to permeate every pore and cell of our being. We can link these experiences to the breath so that we might literally feel as though we are breathing with a tree or a river, a sight or a sound. In doing so, we might find that the assumed separation between inside and outside starts to soften and dissolve. As with mindfulness of breathing, opening up our senses in this way connects us with something much larger than ourselves. Even if we are not in nature as such, or even outside, I find that connecting to our bodily sensations in this way also opens up a possibility of connection to the wild spaces within us. Our veins and nerves branch just like the trees. Our blood flows just like the rivers. As we get more used to mindful walking, we might find it is possible to incorporate it into our daily activities so that our usual walk to the train station, the cafe, or even from a desk to a photocopier in our office can be transformed into an opportunity for nourishment and healing. Thich Nhat Hanh also recognized the importance of mindful walking for helping us to work with difficult and painful emotions, such as grief, saying, "The earth is our home. She is our true mother. In times of grief and loss, we can return to the earth who gave birth to us. The earth can embrace us and all our sadness and despair. She is always ready to receive you. Her arms are always open for you. Nature invites you to dive into her lap. Fall into her loving embrace and surrender yourself. Release your suffering. The relief that we seek is right under our feet and all around us. Each mindful step on the earth can heal us." When we know how to go back to Mother Earth, we feel nourished and regain our peace. Mother Earth has the power to nourish us, hold our suffering and heal us. When we reconnect with her solidity beneath our feet, we can experience deep healing. We rejoice in her majesty, in her high mountain peaks and lakes, in the vast blue sky, winding rivers and deep oceans. The sun embraces and caresses us every day, lighting up our days, months and years, bringing light into our lives. When we can come back to ourselves and take refuge in our inner island, we become a home for ourselves and we become a refuge for others at the same time. Walking with 100% of your body and mind can free you from anger, fear and despair. Each step can express your love for the earth and for yourself. While walking, you can say, "With each step, I come home to the earth. With each step, I return to my source. With each step, I take refuge in Mother Earth." So I have a feeling that many of you are already expert mindful walkers and forest bathers, but I hope that you have found something useful here and I invite you to build into your daily practice some moments of mindful walking. We might prefer to practice alone, or we might like to invite a loved one, human or other than human, along with us. No doubt they will also benefit from some forest bathing and from walking together with you in silent, mindful presence. I leave you with this simple practice poem we used to sing often in Plum Village when we gathered before the community practice of mindful walking. The mind can go in a thousand directions, but on this lovely path I walk in peace. With each step a gentle breeze blows, with each step a flower blooms. Please enjoy walking.